This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gradham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey guys, what's going on? Welcome to Podcast 107. It's a holiday 2016 edition, and I sincerely apologize to my co-hosts Adam Gray and Mark Charter. I was going to bring you guys gifts of alcohol, and the freaking liquor store is not open.
No, it doesn't open till noon.
What the hell?
It's bullshit.
Yeah, I was going to buy you guys a nice bottle of beer. Or not beer, but like... actual
like
booze.
A growler or something.
Yeah, so something
you typically do that on Christmas.
Yeah, it's my go-to gift, and but I'll have to make it up to you.
I was thinking for our Christmas episode we should be nice and keep it clean because people will be listening to this in the car on the way to Grandma's
Adam's
house, and like
swore.
Within 30 seconds Grace swears.
That actually is true. Like, I remember getting a note last year, a friend of the program, Kirk Holland, you know.
Yeah, is he complaining?
He was listening to the podcast like in his like van, you know, because he's got those three pretty girls
down by the river.
And he...
Van's a must, by the way, with kids.
Terrible.
If you have a second kid, you'll get a van.
I've come around to the minivan.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll never own one.
I said that.
Because I'm not a douche.
That's what we all said.
I used to say that. Yeah.
No chance. Anyways, I think it was Charter at that point said something a little bit inappropriate.
That couldn't have been me.
Not Charter. He would not have done that. So, yeah, sorry, people listening with your kids in the car for me dropping an S-bomb. But people should know, though. I mean, if you've listened to the podcast before, you know I'm going to swear.
I'm glad that you swore, because I was going to start with, I'm just sitting here looking at my balls, which is true. We got our good friend Jeff Klein sitting next to us. He's not mic'd up, so he won't be joining us. But
he brought me
a nice sleeve of Titleist Pro V1 Chicago Cub World Champion golf balls.
Nice.
That's what I'm looking at here, and these will not be played. These will stay at the house. So
I got I thought of you the other day. The Iowa Cubs gave me a gift, one of those championship growlers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's a nice gift.
That's what happens when you're an esteemed media member like Williams is. Oh. You know, people suck up.
People
to
just give you stuff. Why are you dressed up today, by the way? You got a tie on? What's going on?
A bunch of different stuff, just bouncing around all day. Yeah. Thought I'd put my best foot forward.
Makes sense. How you feeling, by the way?
You know what? I feel fine. Like, I don't feel sick at all. I just have no energy.
Let's talk about...
Zero energy.
Let's talk about...
Well, we got a monster in here.
Yeah, you do need something.
It's not that. It's just like, you're just fatigued and you just can't...
Yeah.
That's...
So I think you've reached the conclusion, because after you were sick last week...
I heard that you guys did, like, an intervention on the podcast.
Well, we wanted to, because I have determined, I think Gray probably agrees with me on this one, he could speak for himself, that you are probably the sickest person that I know in my entire life. In the last 2 years since we've been doing this, you've been sick no fewer than 10 times. Some more extreme than others.
For an adult.
And I've been sick maybe once during that streak.
There are two common denominators to all this. Like, I never got... Gray knew me before Cameron and before radio. And, like, the combination of throwing both of those on my life is what really has run me down.
So, basically, you don't get any sleep.
Yeah, no, I don't. Like, it's not as easy as, like, oh... Sleep 9 hours a night. It's got to, you got to, okay, well, what am I going to, how am I going to make up those other 4 hours? That's the deal.
What time do you get up in the morning?
I usually have my alarm set for 6.
So it's a night thing. You're going to bed way too late.
Yeah, I don't.
Because even if you're in bed by midnight, 6 hours is decent.
I don't ever go to bed before midnight.
But what are you doing? You're writing. Maybe watching a game.
Scheduling social media. Yeah, catching up on the DVR with games.
Maybe if you stopped trolling so much on Twitter and took that time away.
Who am I trolling on Twitter?
You go on these little rants.
That would probably save an hour a day.
Yeah, that'd probably be an hour.
That's the thing, though. Like in this industry, like there's so much stuff now that didn't exist 5 years ago that you just like. For instance, like I mean, I spend an hour, hour and a half a day scheduling tweets and Facebook, and you have to do it. If you're not doing it, you're going to get you evolve or you die. And we're a small company. You've got to do that stuff. Like, I mean, one of the things that freaking takes me like 2 hours a week is those stupid
don't call them stupid
pick 'em things on our forum.
Yeah. I didn't think you did those.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Krogs did them.
No, Krogs didn't deny it. He said he didn't want to do them.
Can I swear again?
No, but we all
screw
know why.
Krogs.
No, but like that. I mean, that like just crap like that. But you're like, okay, well, you do them on. It's either we do them and you take a couple hours, or people are going to go to Yahoo. And I don't want them to go to Yahoo. I want them to stay on Cyclone Fanatic.
I get it.
So it's like you gotta figure stuff out.
You know what though?
Don't you guys worry about me.
Part of me doesn't feel bad for him, because you know how many times over the last 4 years when we've been working together where I say, hey, Chris, just show me how to do it. I'm more than willing to do this for you.
I told you I was going to show you how to do the pick-ems.
And he never has, ever. 4 years, he's never shown me how to do anything.
I have a delegation problem.
You do?
Yeah.
We have at least one Fokker out there that refuses to listen again if Jared, the rookie, is on.
Why?
He didn't like it.
He doesn't like Jared?
He said Jared adds nothing to it, and
it was on Twitter. Why are you bringing this to light?
It's public. It's on Twitter. It's not public.
The guy probably has like four followers.
Jared's a sensitive kid. He's gonna get upset now.
Yeah.
My wife, by the way, when Jared did it again, she was listening to it. She goes, "It's something's off with this again."
I thought it was the best one with Jared last week.
I don't know how Jared and you can alter quality of what people hear. Like, it's the same process for both of you, right? Every time?
Jared and I are going to have to go through the setup phase, I think.
But this has been said for a year now. See what I'm talking about? The delegation aspect of what needs to, you know.
I thought that the podcast got solid reviews last week.
I thought it was a good one last week.
I didn't listen to it, but I heard it.
Well, it was one person on Twitter that doesn't care for the rookie. That person.
What's his name? I'll go.
What's this guy's name on Twitter?
We'll call him out right now.
You want to blast him?
Yeah,
let's blast him.
All right,
put him on blast.
I'm going to find out. By the way, to go Dr. Ruth any too, not only are you sick a lot because of your bad sleeping habits, but when you're constantly joining the wife late in bed so she's already asleep, it's not good for sexy time. You know? You got to keep the fires burning. So I know you like to talk about sex. That's why I brought this up.
Speaking of sex, have you gotten Ashley to read 50 Shades of Gray? We talked about this.
Yeah, we did talk about that.
She read them all.
She went crazy.
But
didn't
that
she?
Was right when it came out.
And was it a good month period or two for you?
I had the opposite effect. Here's why. My wife's like a speed reader.
Oh.
So like she just wanted to read more.
And you couldn't keep up with her during that time?
No.
Like, you're saying she was like, trying 4 or 5 times a day and you couldn't keep up?
I felt like most women with that would like read a chapter and then they, you know, shut their book and let's go to town. Ashley would want to read another chapter and then another chapter. And then,
I can't put it down.
And the whole time you're just sitting there like slobbering on her cheek waiting.
Okay. Waiting. Are you almost done? All right, here you go. At Fawcast, won't listen to another Fawcast with Stansberry. Whines about cussing, contributes nothing. Just Mark and Adam, if CW is out, please.
Who's that?
That's at AJ Klein 81.
Oh, AJ, you.
Yeah, that guy's kind of hardcore on Twitter.
I'm gonna send him a message right now.
Oh, I like causing trouble.
AJ Klein 81.
Yep.
All right.
He's not the real AJ Klein.
No. He wishes he was the real AJ Klein.
That would be great if he was.
Yeah. No. He.
He's a Vikings fan too.
No, he's a nice guy. He's tweeted at me quite a bit. Well, anyways, I'm glad to be back. That sucked, though. Like, it's not, like, the worst thing is, it's like when, and this is a lot of the KXNO listeners will do this, they're like, oh, hope you're enjoying vacation.
Yeah.
Dude, that ain't nothing.
You weren't,
like,
you, like when you get sick, though, you get real sick.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not doing anything.
If I have, like, a cold, I'm working. Like, the type of sick that causes me to be out like that is, like, debilitating.
Yeah.
Mark, when was the last time you had 103 fever? I think I might have asked you this last week.
Dude,
I'm dead serious when I say this.
Six years old?
I couldn't possibly tell you.
Yeah.
I have no clue.
When I went to the doctor last week, it was 103.9.
That is ridiculously high.
That's when they started to look for stuff.
For an adult.
Yeah.
Do they probe you?
No, they just... He knew right away. Doc Nicholson, by the way, at the Iowa Clinic Men's Center, did a phenomenal job.
Nice plug.
Yeah. He listened to my lungs and knew right away, and then he just did the chest x-ray, and boom.
If he was a podcast listener, he would have listened to your lungs and then said, well, we can rule out Pico. It's not Pico. we'll keep going looking for other things.
What do we have for holiday plans, gentlemen?
Traveling.
Where are you going?
Well, no, not really. Yes, I am going into a car. But
to Ames?
Davenport doesn't really count.
Garbage town. One of the worst towns in Iowa.
Yeah. No, horrible. It's not.
Awful town.
By the way,
those river cities are just awful.
I don't want to gloss over. This is a mainly Iowa State thing. We happen to have a Hawk fan sitting right next to us here. But can we at least talk about the fact that Fran McCaffrey's an asshole? That guy.
I don't think Fran's an asshole.
He's an asshole.
No, I think he's passionate, and I think he doesn't know how to control his emotions probably as well as a grown man should, but I don't think that makes him an asshole.
What makes an asshole an asshole? It's the things that they say.
You guys are just committing FCC violations. You can't say asshole.
Can I say ass?
You can. Yeah, I got in trouble for this.
We're on a podcast. Who gives a shit?
All right, never mind. just go ahead.
All right. When you are in a presser after the game, what he did last night, for people that have no clue and didn't watch it, he basically left the court after the game without doing the handshake thing. That's what he did.
Yes.
Just that act alone, you're acting like a baby. Be the bigger man. Go shake a hand. I don't care what the reason is. Go do it. But in the presser, someone will say something like, what made you so upset? His response is,
were you at the game?
You were at the game.
Yeah.
That's an asshole move, dude. You know, and he does that stuff all the time.
I'm with both of you. It, like, he was given an opportunity to explain why he was upset, and he acted like a child after the game. My only problem with it was that he was upset that the other team showed poor sportsmanship, and in return, he showed poor sportsmanship. It's like the two wrongs thing. However, I am with Adam, though, just in the sense I don't mind Fran. He just has a really hard time of keeping his emotions in check. It's a little Paul Rhodes-ish, except they kind of went about it in different ways. However, I guess my only problem with last night was when he was asked about it in postgame, he goes about the other coach. He's like, well, they don't teach their kids that. He was upset with the players, and it's like, dude, like. Just at that point, just like, call out the other coach.
Why go
head to head with the other professional instead of just
part of it?
There was
a technical foul that might have played into this, but part of it was, you know, with 4 seconds left in the game, their player strips Iowa the ball and tries to score.
A little douchey.
Yeah, but you know, where is it written in the player handbook that you just have to concede and not try to score a bucket?
You don't. He overreacted. Fran overreacted. He's an emotional guy who, for whatever reason, controls his emotions very poorly for a grown man. But
yeah,
I don't think he's an asshole. I actually think Fran's probably a nice guy who just every now and then gets a little out of hand.
I'm with you. He's not a bad guy.
If you're having beers with him at Applebee's, I mean, that's one thing.
But Fran-witch?
Yeah. But when you act, I guess the problem I have is when you're a 60-year-old man or however old he is and you act like a petulant 12-year-old or 6-year-old.
Sounds like you're describing our next president.
Grow up. In a way, yeah. Stay off Twitter, Trump. I mean, yeah, act like an adult. I don't think that's that much to ask for.
I think everybody's correct here.
Yeah. The only problem I have is when Iowa State fans then try to say, you guys killed Bowie for this. Bowie was wrong. Monte Morris was wrong. Fran's wrong.
Yeah.
But in the grand scheme of things, are any of them really that big of a deal?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Can we have another debate? Because I know Gray and I disagree, and I want to fight with Gray today.
Nice. Yeah. Let's go.
I want to talk about this, what I think is selfish. Skipping bowl games.
Okay. I'm going to disagree with you too then.
I just – all you can come at from a perspective is your own biases, your own experiences, et cetera. And I didn't play in college bowl games, so I'm not saying I did. But
you didn't play in college, period.
I did play in college one
Where?
Year. NAIA, Northwestern.
That doesn't count.
It's a college, and they had a football team.
Mark.
So that's college football.
How did the guy with the 4.3 speed not get picked up by a bigger school than that?
Just should have walked on like Lane, dude.
NAIA does not count as college football. I'm sorry.
That's college football. So
no, it doesn't.
It was
I know a bunch of my high school friends who played NAIA ball, and trust me, it's not college football.
Is Northwestern a college?
Well,
yes.
Not really, but I guess.
Well, they play in the sport of football?
I think it's a college. I think it's college football.
It's college football.
It's not college
football. Did you play? Do you have a catch? Any stats?
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
He played.
Special teams gunner.
Yep. No, I was a wide receiver, man. Anyway, I completely disagree with it. It's a team sport. The bowl game might not be important to you, but is important to your teammates.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
Can we call timeout, though, and just break down the difference between NAIA and Stanford LSU bowl games? Can we just
That would be a waste of time. That would be a waste. There's a lot of difference between those. Here's
the deal. Everyone's making a big deal out of this.
Is the Sun Bowl really that big of a deal to Stanford?
To a lot of players on the team, I think any bowl game is. There's a lot of players on those teams that's the highlight of their life. They're
playing in the Sun Bowl is a bigger deal to them than going to like USC for a game or.
The whole bowl.
A Sun Bowl versus North Carolina.
The whole bowl experience, I think, is a huge deal.
I mean,
college football player.
I just think bowls they're all exhibition games.
To me, this is pretty simple. Fournette's been hurt all year. McCaffrey's been hurt all year. They've done enough. They've proven enough. And everyone's making a big deal. Like,
everybody
this is a trend.
Is overreacting.
This is not a trend.
What about the player that isn't hurt? Hasn't been hurt.
Well, have they done it yet? Has anyone ever done it that has not been hurt?
I think what you're seeing right now is the slippery slope. You know, they're impressionable college kids. He's doing it. Hey, he's getting pressed for doing it. I'm going to do it.
You graduated from Iowa State, right?
Yeah.
Third year in Iowa State. You haven't graduated yet. Someone says, hey, you can go open up your own real estate business, make $250,000 next year. You leaving early?
Yeah, but that's way different. I'm not letting down any teammates at that point. I'm not.
But that's a completely different situation. Both those guys' teammates have come out and supported them, right?
Yeah, but do you really think they have 100% support, even if they say they have 100%
I would make the argument that.
Do you think it matters to the coaches?
First,
LSU's their best players.
LSU's backup running back still.
Stanford's coach has been all about it.
I guarantee you. I mean, you got to say something publicly. No coach, especially Stanford's coach, Shaw's not going to come out and bash his player. He's not the type of guy.
Shaw's life is not going to be any different if they win or lose the Sun Bowl against North Carolina.
No college coach, by the way, wants to lose their best player for a bowl game.
No, but I think
they want to go win that game.
But I also think that these coaches, like a David Shaw, I know. Like, legitimately cares about I think Stanford will benefit more having Christian McCaffrey in the NFL for 10 years than one Sun Bowl against North Carolina.
What's the probability, what's the likelihood that either one of those players, if they played, has a career-ending injury in that game? Very low, right? Very low. Most football players, they played their whole lives, and they're still going to go to the NFL, and they haven't been hurt to the extent where it's ended a career at all. That's the primary reason, though. I don't want to risk it.
Last year, Notre Dame's Jalen Smith, I think it was Jalen Smith, top five pick, horrible knee injury, didn't play at all this year, went down to the second round, cost him, what, $30 million?
$21 million is what I saw.
$21 million. So recently it's happened, but here's the thing. It's not going to happen. Quarterbacks aren't going to sit out.
D-backs, the whole Desmond King thing's ridiculous. He's not missing a bowl game.
No.
Like, it's an elite running back thing when they don't have much tread left on the tires.
And they know that they're going to be a first or second round pick. So you look at that, what are three guys that are running backs can be drafted in the top two rounds?
And to show how much the Shaq Linwood thing meant, like, it didn't even come off the board in Vegas when Shaq Linwood went out.
Well,
so that's completely
right. He got benched this year. He's had injuries.
He's just an ass.
Would you guys have a different opinion on this if, let's say, Deshaun Watson or whoever the top quarterback off the board this year is going to be?
Yes, because that game actually means something.
Yeah, if he said, I'm first pick, guys.
Yeah, because that game actually means something. The Sun Bowl does not mean anything.
And he plays a position where it's a lot more meaningful than a running
back. So where do you draw the line on which games mean something and which games don't? Just the playoff?
I would say like a championship game. So like if you're in the Big Ten championship game,
Rose Bowl. I think Rose Bowl. Yeah, like those kind of fiestas.
It's the Sun Bowl in El Paso.
No one wants to go to El Paso. Nobody.
I mean, I get your point, Mark. Like I do understand.
Hawks played there once. I remember.
Hawks have played there a couple times. I think they used to go to that bowl game
quite often. Was there? I think. Am I remembering correct?
Yeah.
Who'd they play? Washington.
Klein might know.
They did play Washington.
Was it Washington?
I remember.
Boom.
That. Yeah.
Pulled that out of my ass.
You did.
I'm sure if you were to do a lie detector, anonymous lie detector test with all 85 scholarship players in Stanford, some of them would be like you're saying. However, I truly think that the overwhelming majority would support him here.
Where do you think this decision came from? Truly. Christian McCaffrey woke up and said, I don't want to do this? Or you think his dad said you're dumb to do it?
It came from somewhere originally.
It would surprise me if Ed said it.
I bet it came from scouts originally. And
he can't talk to scouts.
Oh, come on.
You can't. It's illegal.
Stop it. Scouts trickles down to an agent, trickles down to your coach.
He can't sign with an agent.
I guarantee David Shaw was a big part of this decision.
Yep.
And I bet Ed Orgeron was too. Listen, like,
LSU's backup running back's a top five running back in the country, by the way.
If you're Ed Orgeron and you're forcing Leonard Fournette or it comes off like that to play, like, that's not good for recruiting. Like, these guys all want to get to the NFL.
Yeah, as always, there's multiple arguments you can make. You can say, man, this kid's done a lot for LSU, but you can say LSU's done a lot for you. You know, LSU made you who you are today, got you famous, all
Leonard
of that
Fournette's
stuff.
He's a rare exception of a kid who, if he could have gone pro after his freshman year, he would have been better.
You know what's
off
shocking to me? As I was looking at McCaffrey's stats this year, because it feels like, especially since he wasn't at the Heisman Trophy presentation this year, et cetera, he's been hurt. It seems like he had a crappy year. He didn't.
No, and that's
he didn't
why,
have a crap year at all.
That's why
really
I didn't think he had a chance to win the Heisman, because he was so good last year. Like, it would have taken.
I think he's an all-purpose yardage leader again, isn't he, this year?
Who?
McCaffrey?
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure he leads the country in all-purpose yards.
He might.
And he didn't play in
three
games
last year. Yeah, he's incredible. I mean, like right now, we saw yesterday, we were investigating this. Like, he's right now slotted to go to the Patriots.
Oh, gosh.
Could you imagine?
If he goes to the Patriots, is he actually a running back, do you think?
Dude,
or do you think they put him a slot receiver?
He's Percy Harvin, basically.
He would be a perfect fit for the Patriots and what they do.
Let's be honest. A lot of guys would be a perfect fit for the Patriots.
He's a much faster Edelman, and you can run him out of the backfield.
Yeah.
He'd be awesome. He's not going to fall that far, though, is he?
Probably.
Yeah, running backs.
Running backs just don't.
Patriots are going to be drafting 32nd because they're going to win another Super Bowl.
You said that last year, too.
I do think that the fact that these guys are running backs is being overlooked. Like,
that's the reason.
This is the reason.
They play for 5 years in the NFL, and they're essentially done.
Yeah.
Makes sense to me. I get it.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but I get it. I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to pick a fight with, Mark?
Are we doing bowl picks this week?
Yeah, I think we need to.
Okay.
Well, great.
I don't have any prepared, but we'll figure it out.
Like, we're not picking the crap bowls, like just a few of the
whatever
big ones.
Whatever you want to pick. It's you. I mean, you get a pick.
What's the updated standings?
I'm pretty sure that Charter is
buying dinner.
Is hosting dinner at his place. Let's take a look here. Charter ended up going 3-22 his last 25 picks.
Can we talk about real life, Gray?
That is real life. I mean, this is that you really pick those on the Fallcast.
What have I gone in my last 49 real life picks?
I don't know. I'm just looking at what I know here in a spreadsheet.
37 for 49. That's 76%.
That's pretty solid.
So what's the actual like standings?
All right, let me update this here. Okay, so last time, which was been 3 weeks ago, I went 4-1. Boom. Wisconsin choking kept me away from a 5-0 week.
Badgers.
You went 3-2 and Charter 1-4, which actually was an improvement from his 0-5 the week before.
Hey, I'll take it.
So what's the overall?
Just give me a second here. So I ended up going 38-32. Pretty solid, if I do say so myself.
Yeah, it's not bad.
That's not good, but it's okay. You went 3-2, so you ended up going 35-36.
Oh, just one off of 500.
You were what, 38-32, Gray?
Yeah, Charter went 29-41.
Mm. Gray went 54%. Yeah. 54% wins it. That's pretty bad, guys.
Yeah, that's. I mean, with the juice, it's
in our defense. I think this was a really hard year in college.
Dude, I was cruising for a while too. There,
you were on. You had cruising. 3 weeks where you were on fire, and then it just went south.
Yep.
Yeah,
I couldn't pick my nose there at the end. That was bad.
Are you going down to Clarinda for Christmas, or family coming up to see you?
I'll be down in Clarinda on the 26th.
It's Christmas at the Shittily D.
I have a tradition.
You go to the Shittily D and get wasted?
No, actually, I go to the Thumbs and Ames on Christmas Eve and get wasted.
You do? Why Thumbs?
It all started. Justin, my soon-to-be brother-in-law, he used to have a house right next to there. Mm-hmm. A couple years ago, we had to go to his house to pick something up, and we're like, oh, let's go have a beer at Thumbs. And then it turned into like five beers with a bunch of the widows.
Yeah.
And now we go to Thumbs and drink Shiner Cheer every Christmas Eve, and then we go to church, and the wives try and cover up our breath.
You need a mint.
Jared told me he's never been to the Shittily D yesterday. Never been.
Shut up.
He said he's never been to the Shittily D.
That's disgraceful.
I've been there.
Him
it's
and those damn kids go to the Indy.
I thought it was a birthright that you had to go.
No, Jared thinks he's too hip.
Hip, yeah, he is.
Him and his hipster buddies and their flat bill caps and their tight pants.
He told me Indyclear is just as junky.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
In fact, I almost could make an argument that it's junkier, but it's less country.
Ah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
Less country. All right. Are we actually? I gotta look up some.
I've got some bull picks. Do you want me to throw out some bull picks?
Let's hear what you got.
Okay. Give me Wake Forest at +11.5 against Temple.
Wait, how many are we doing? Five? What are we doing?
Yeah.
I can just rattle some off here right now. I lock them a lot. This is. Can I have Baylor's? They're the Boise State at 7.5. Like just for all five of my picks.
No.
Boise State at -7.5 over Baylor, please.
Greg, give me.
I'm telling you, that Baylor season reminds me a lot of Iowa State Seneca's last year, where they started 6-1 and then they ended up 7-7.
Yeah.
Just
awful.
Sucked at the end of that year.
Do you guys want me to keep going? Or
Greg,
give me
Florida -3 against the Hawks. Hawks aren't going to do it this year. Their bowl prep sucks, so they're going to.
I would actually pick Iowa in that game, but
that's
interesting.
It's in Florida.
I'm
they're
not
faster.
Going to pick Iowa, but.
What's the over-under on that one?
40.5.
40.5, yep. That's a low one. That's going to be one of the lower ones of the year, maybe the lowest.
That's got to be the lowest, doesn't it?
I
mean, if Wisconsin's not low, Wisconsin's 53.5, so yeah, it's definitely the lowest.
Give me Florida State +7 against Michigan. As long as half of Florida State doesn't sit out to go pro.
You're still salty about that.
I don't like selfish behavior.
Jeez. Are you have one, Gray, or do you want me to go?
Go ahead.
Give me South Carolina +10.5 versus South Florida. Another coaching change. I'm going anti-coaching change teams.
South Carolina +10.5?
Yeah.
That's really 10.5?
Yep.
Jeez.
Dude, I got it in real life, allegedly, at like 13 earlier.
Wow. I'm taking Okie State +3 against Colorado. Alamo Bowl indoor high scoring. Okie State wins that outright.
Okie State +3. I'm going to go against what I should do. I'm going to take Clemson +3. One of my rules is never to bet against Urban Meyer in a big game.
I'm with you. I like Clemson in that.
But I think Clemson's, they're older. They've been there. They're better.
I agree with that.
So are you taking it or no?
No.
Okay. I will.
But
I'll go the other way if I had to take it. Yeah. Ohio State. Urban Meyer is the second best coach in college football.
I do not disagree there.
They'll get it done.
I'll take Alabama -15.
It's ballsy.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is. I think Washington has the seventh best coach in college football.
Seventh?
So they'll be
I need your
to.
Top 10 rankings. Please turn that in by the end of the day, please.
All right.
Yeah.
He's top 10. I think he's
a good coach.
Legit coach.
This one's. I want Pitt at -5.5 over Northwestern.
I heard you talking about that on the radio.
Do you agree?
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will take Utah -7 against Indiana.
Just
because Indiana I know you love Indiana.
I like Indiana. I don't think they're that
bad. I got my last pick. Nick,
but they've had some turmoil.
Nick just joined us at the table here. Nick's one of our Vegas crew.
I like
Louisville. I like Louisville +3 against LSU. However, that's terrible. A Leonard Fournette less LSU.
Terrible pick.
It's the Citrus Bowl. Will it be raining, Nick, in that game on New Year's Eve?
No.
No. So yeah, I like Louisville.
Why is that a terrible pick? Bobby Petrino with a month to prepare against Ed Orgeron.
Well,
without Fournette,
they're not going to have LSU's plays ahead of time.
Yeah, that helped him against Wake
Forest. No, I really like. I think that LSU, I'm not sure long-term about the Orgeron thing, whatever, but I think short-term, those guys are going to be so jacked up.
Okay.
I like I'm not betting it.
They happen to be playing against the Heisman Trophy winner.
I like Paul Rhodes-led Arkansas squad +7
I like
against Virginia Tech.
Yeah, I like that one too. Go ahead and give me I thought this was going to be a route before all the drama. I'm still going to take it. Washington State, 10.5, Minnesota.
I'm out of picks. That was it, man, for me.
Do they have enough players for a team?
Minnesota?
Yeah.
I don't know, but Leach, bowl game.
Is Leach very good in bowl games? I don't think he is. Is he typically?
I don't know if he was at Tech, but I think this is a really good draw for where he's at now. And Minnesota, man, they're just there's no way those kids are. That could go the other way, too, I guess, now that I think out loud. Like, they could be all, like, out for something to prove, but I'm still going with Leach.
Okay, I got one more pick here, and I just had – I'm going to take TCU plus one. Just
really?
Essentially to win that outright against Georgia.
Interesting. That's interesting to me.
Georgia.
Well.
What do you guys want for dinner, by the way? So I'm going to be having a buy you guys
bring some steaks from
prime
Fleming's.
Rib.
Yeah, prime rib.
So you want us to cook?
No.
This isn't like a carry.
No, just
carry
get some like wings or something. I don't need anything fancy.
We need to schedule this, and you know, with Williams, it's tough to schedule.
No, we just need to get it locked in, and then I'm there.
Will you please make sure you have some beer at your house?
Yeah, we do have beer. I know for sure right now. There's beer at the house.
Really?
What kind of beer?
And a lot of milk. There is
Red's Apple Ale.
There's Coors. there probably is. To be honest with you, there's Coors Light. There's Bud Light. There's probably a few specialties. There's a few.
Bud Light Lime?
No. None of that. It's not summertime, dude.
Michelob Ultra.
Skinny Can?
Michelob.
It's all in the basement.
Michelob Ultra Apricot.
Well, what do Zima. Do you guys have any do you have any requests for what we stock the fridge with?
Yeah. If you're taking requests.
I'm happy to make a trip to the store for
when, you. When are we going to do this? After Christmas? I just want Jack Daniels, please.
It should be after Christmas. Should we pick a night where there's a decent bowl game on so we can at least
yes
watch that?
Yeah.
Instead of having to talk to the wives?
Yeah, we can do this off the air, though.
Wives are coming, right? Is this a wife thing?
I never want my
wife. Why would the wife?
I thought they were coming the whole time.
Why do you want your wife there?
I mean,
why would any?
Well, she lives there.
In any sort of a social situation, I don't understand why a man would want his wife there.
She lives there.
You're horrible. You're so bad.
Hey, I have no problem with you guys coming over with. I have no problem with you guys coming over without your wives.
No, I don't care. My wife can come.
For the record.
But the problem is, if my wife's there, then my kid's going to be there, and then it's not going to be fun and relaxing.
Yeah, I'd much rather be no wives.
Our kids go down. They'll be down. Well, Seton can hang and watch a bowl game for a while. But if you guys come around 7, we'll be fine.
Can I swear in front of Seton?
You bet.
Good.
Yeah, he's heard. He's heard some cusses before.
He's heard worse.
Dude, I said the F bomb in front of him the other day. He was right next to me, and he was on his iPad or something. But Kate mouthed to me like, "I need effing coffee."
Did she say effing?
She said effing coffee, right?
Did she actually say the full word?
Or no, she said effing.
Effing, okay.
Yeah, that was a direct quote. And like, he's right next to me without thinking. I go, "Oh, you need effing coffee," but I didn't say effing. I said the real word. And she looks at me like, "Dude, your 5-year-old's next to you." I'm like, "Yeah, I feel bad about that one."
What'd Seton have to say about that?
Nothing. I don't think he ignored me completely.
Good for him.
In fact, so he just soaked it in.
He
I'm sure it'll come out at a later date.
At school.
Yeah.
Mark, what are you doing with these Christmas cards?
They're going out to wonderful clients of ours that are that have reviewed us and say nice things. Believe it or not, Adam Gray gets one. So this is why people need to use Charterhouse Real Estate. We're sending these out to good clients. They're beautiful, by the way. Our good friend John Liebel helped design these. Everybody that gets one, we're sending out like 120 of them today. Everybody that gets one wins something. The worst prize is 2 movie tickets. And then
a great prize right there.
And then there's $50 restaurant gift cards, $250 Hy-Vee gift cards, and a trip.
To where?
Whoever wins the trip, it's going to be 7 days, 6 nights, a full week. They'll take the trip November, December, January of next year, so they have plenty of time to plan, get work off, all of that, and they get a pick. So
it sounds like a pyramid scheme.
What?
Oh, okay.
I don't think you know what a pyramid scheme is.
No, it's you know, like when you go to Bass Pro and they try and get you to sign up. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can go to the Wisconsin Dells for.
No, so this is well. What I didn't want to do is be like you're going to Cancun and the person that wins it's been to Cancun 10 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so maybe they haven't been to the Bahamas and they want to go there. Yeah, I don't care.
They can go anywhere.
Anywhere within a budget. Yeah.
So you pay for the flight, the room,
flight and hotel. Find hotel.
They have to pay for their own food and drinks.
What
if it's all inclusive?
If it's a good enough deal, I'll foot the whole bill. Yeah. So I'm going to spend several thousand dollars on the trip, no matter where they go.
It's a great deal.
Yeah. So someone's winning it. And it could be Gray. It could
so
literally be
somebody's
going to
get this in their mailbox tomorrow or Friday.
So I have a one in what chance?
One in 120.
I like my odds.
He can't win.
How can I not win?
He's a client. He left a review.
It seems totally bogus.
It's not. Well, as long as Katie up front doesn't rig it, she's going to be the one mixing the cards around.
I've been giving her eyes the whole time.
So
that probably doesn't help at all.
Yeah, what kind of what the hell does that mean?
Like, come on, stack it for me.
Stack the deck in my favor.
Hey, yeah. What would if you won two movie tickets? Would you ever use them?
It'd be tough. Actually, the wife and I have discussed going to a movie on Friday.
What movie?
I don't know, but like, because I don't have to do radio.
Don't go to Star Wars.
And I've never seen a Star Wars movie in my life.
Passengers looks okay. Jennifer Lawrence is good to look at.
No, but Ashley's off, and Cammie's at daycare, and I'm off, so we may go to a movie.
Go to Mona. It's a solid flick.
I'm not going. I don't even know what that means.
That's a cartoon. He wants you to go see a
cartoon.
Did you
see? I sent you the YouTube video of her singing today.
You did?
It's a great song, yeah.
When did you sing that?
It's on Slack. Oh, I said Happy Wednesday, everybody, and I put the Mona song on
there. I haven't
been
on Slack today.
Nick, did you like Nocturnal Animals? No, don't see that one.
Last movie we saw was that George Clooney Money Monster movie.
That was not very good.
I liked it. I enjoyed it.
I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't
good. It reminded me of the Colin Farrell Phone Booth movie.
Yeah, very similar feel. Yeah,
I fell asleep in the Money Monster, whatever that movie's called.
You did? You didn't like it?
No, I fall asleep in every movie anymore. I'm old. Yeah. It's embarrassing, really.
You make fun of me for going to bed early in Vegas, and yet you can't make it through a movie.
No, because we always watch movies in our bed. Like, we put the kids to bed, we get ready for bed. You know it, buddy.
Giddy up.
It never works, though. I literally think I'm 0-for.
Speaking of movies, we rented, what did we rent? Something on Redbox. Oh, Bad Moms. I hadn't seen that. It was okay.
Yeah.
I probably rented it 10 days ago. Still in my car. Redbox is such a brilliant scheme.
You might as well not even take it back. You might as well just own the thing now.
I do it every time. I cannot get myself to take the
movie back.
Why don't
you just, rent movies on
Amazon?
Online.
Well, in hindsight, I should, because it's $6 to do it on DirecTV or whatever for most movies, and I would save money if I don't take my Redbox movies back. But what sucks is I actually made an attempt to take it back the other day. It was one of those really cold days. I go up to the machine, and the machine is just dead.
Oh.
Yeah, I couldn't even take it back.
I would call Redbox.
I couldn't take it back.
Yeah, you should.
Sucks. Whatever.
All right. Well.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Happy Chanukah.
Sorry I couldn't bring you alcohol. I tried.
That's all right.
Damn, I-35 Liquors needs to open earlier.
Because of William's affinity for Seinfeld, I feel like I should wish you a happy Festivus.
Dude, I made a Seinfeld joke on Twitter last night, and nobody got it.
What was it?
But it was epic.
Was it Festivus related?
No. I took Cammie to see Santa
at
Valley West.
Yeah.
And I tweeted, I was doing some updates throughout the night, and I go, I think this Santa Claus is a communist.
Is he wearing mohair?
Oh, give me that commie crap, man.
What kind of snowblower did you get us involved with, Seinfeld? It's one of my favorite lines of the show, dude. They think their accountant's doing coke.
Kramer's been hanging out with Elaine's communist boyfriend, and Kramer's Santa, and
one person got it.
Well, the best line is when he's like, man, that fake beard's itching, and he starts talking about unionizing and stuff like that.
Yep.
Oh, it's just so pricey.
One of the greatest show ever.
The greatest show ever.
All right.
No arguments.
Curb Your Enthusiasm is pretty good too.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Ed.
Shut up.
Ed?
Tom Cavanaugh, Julie Bowen?
Yeah, I'm aware of it.
Oh, such a good show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would not.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
Yeah. Carol Vesey? Carol Vesey and Ed Stevens is the greatest love relationship in TV history.
You need to go.
That's a hot take.
You need
for
to go home and fall asleep.
More than Rachel and Ross. Interesting.
Rachel and Ross. That's not even top
10. I liked Brandon and Kelly from 90210.
Office Pam and.
What about Zach and Kelly from Saved by the Bell?
That was a good one. Remember that scene where he kisses her? She gets out of the pool and he wraps his towel around her and gives her a kiss.
So
in Hawaii.
Sentimental. Yeah.
In Hawaii.
Pam and Jim from that. Office is top 5.
That was a good one.
That's Screech and Lisa.
Heck no, dude.
Jeez.
Slater.
Slater and who?
Jesse.
Yeah. Man, we got off track.
Yeah, all right. Hey, and if your kids are listening, we apologize.
Sorry.
Have a Merry Christmas.